Hope you enjoy. The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella.
You just heard the last song, which was...
The last song was Just Shadows by Gene, and they're a rock band from Toronto.
And the one right beforehand was Hedgehog by Ginger Beef. So if you heard that really cool flute-centric jazzy rock fusion, pretty good song, but yeah, that was a great one as well. And I think those were the two songs.
I've just been recently watching, I wouldn't say getting into it at all, but I have seen a few episodes of the new Love is Blind show on Netflix. And for those of you who are not familiar, it's kind of like a social experiment, but it's like a reality dating show at the same time, where, you know, there's like male and female contestants, and then they're basically like put into these pods with each other, and they're not allowed to see one another. So it's like kind of like speed dating in a way. So there's just like 12 different rooms, 12 male contestants, 12 female contestants, and then they like go through the rooms, and there's just like a wall in between them. So they're not allowed to see each other. They're only like, they can only speak to each other. They can't talk about what they look like or anything. Mm. And the end goal is to get married. So they're in these pods for like 4 weeks trying to talk to each other and get to know each other. In the pods, they're called the pods, the rooms, I mean, whatever, it's the same thing. And then in the pods, they have to, like, propose to one another, and then they're, like, revealed the appearance.
Marriage.
Yeah, and then they're, like, getting ready to get married. They spend a few days together in person, but it's still only, like, a couple months ordeal before you're getting married to...
I didn't know that. I haven't seen this, actually, yeah. So this is the first I've heard.
It's pretty high stakes, especially, like... I don't agree. Like, this whole show premise is Love is Blind, but me and Corey were talking about it. We're like, there's no way Love is Blind. Like, all these contestants are pretty good looking, and there's been so many times where it doesn't work out, or, like, they see each other, and they're like, eh, you know what? I'm good, actually. Like, I said I loved you, and I saw a future with you, and I wanted you to have my children, but... They just retract it once they see what another person looks like. And
How many do you think rejected?
I've only seen like beginning of two seasons, but there's been like two or three.
Rejection?
Yeah.
But how many people accepted the idea?
I think like majority of them accept it, but they never last. I think there's only been one couple that's like still together, and the show is still pretty new.
Yeah, I think, as a viewer, I think everyone would kind of definitely dislike you for rejecting anyways if you see the person and then reject them based off how they look. But it seems like there's such low rejection rates because they all are so conventionally attractive or above average, and it's interesting to think and kind of a little more like, what happens if we had someone who wasn't very attractive by society standards?
Yeah, that'd be a true, like, experiment then. Because this is playing it safe. Like, oh, love is blind, but, you know, this woman is pretty beautiful. So it's easy for love to be blind if you fall in love with somebody and it turns out that if they are, like, beautiful.
All of the female contestants, they're all beautiful. So it's just an extra plus off the personality as well. So.
Exactly. But I don't think someone being beautiful is enough to, like, fall in love with them either. But I think a lot of these contestants, like, what's happening for a little psychoanalysis is that they're, like, going in there with this idea that they're going to fall in love and get married. Mm. So they're just, like, projecting this onto, like, the nearest, closest, like, person to, you know, what they want in someone. And they're like, okay, this person's pretty close. Like, and then you can kind of, I don't know, you can kind of like choose almost to be in love with them.
Yeah.
Or like choose, you're like projecting it onto them, like, okay, yeah, I'm in love with you. And then you kind of like embody what love should be. And then maybe you trick yourself into some sort of placebo version of love. Because 4 weeks seems like a very short time.
I know. You can't really know too much about a person in just 4 weeks.
But I don't know, can you? Like, there's no time frame for love.
True.
Apparently.
But then let's say you're in like in marriage, and then I don't know, even the fights that you resolve in marriage is going to be something that you can't really gauge at the 3 weeks.
Or like how they're going to be as a mother or father. Yeah. Like you have no idea. You don't know how they're in the real world, like how they act or like.
I think love's so much more complicated than just under like talking with someone on a deep level.
But
and
is it though? Like that's the question. Like this whole show, it is pretty much like garbage TV, but it's interesting to watch and be like, what is love? Like,
exactly.
How do we define love
I would not know. I would not know whatsoever. But
again, like, there's the other question too, like, can you choose to be in love? Like,
true.
Between, like, if you kind of make yourself more vulnerable and open to it, like, can you choose? Or is it just something that happens naturally? Like, there's just, I have so many questions about it. And I think you can choose to be in love. But, and that's what those people are doing. Like, maybe they are in love because they're saying it a lot. They're like acting on it a lot. So
it is reality TV too, so
it is. Maybe they're playing it up for the camera. I know, it's like, it's hard to tell.
Or the fame of just being on the show as well. So
Like getting married, you can like go all the way to the end, be on the show for as long as you possibly can.
You could just fake it.
Exactly.
Would you fake it if you were on the show?
No, I would not. I would, like, people who are on that show in the first place, you've got to think there's something off there. Like there's some sort of, like, you're going on a dating show on Netflix, super popular, going to be seen by, like, thousands and thousands of people, blind dating to marry somebody.
The marriage part is outrageous.
Yeah, that is crazy.
It's pretty outrageous, but that's what gets the views, so to have that component. But I guess the whole show is the opposite of the idea of love at first sight.
So maybe
it's the entire opposite, but I don't believe in that either. I think
love at first sight, I mean, it's the thing is, me and Corey are talking about love, but, like, I don't know if I've, well, like, yeah, I don't know, have you been in love, Corey?
Nope, 100% not. 100%. I don't really know what it I don't understand what it feels like, and it's not, I feel like some people mistake it for obsession at the right now,
or
especially,
like, attachment too. It's, but those kind of, all three of them kind of go hand in hand with love. Like, you can't really
but what is love?
I know,
what is love?
We don't know that feeling.
It's not really something, I guess. But love is not just romantic too, like, love is family and always being there. But what is romantic love?
What is being in love? Like, there's a difference between loving someone.
What's the feeling like?
I don't know, because I think it's very easy to, like, conflate love and attachment. It's kind of like the same thing. You're like, okay, yeah, like, I really like being around this person. They make me feel comfortable, and, you know, like, they provide care for me. But then it's like, are you in love with them, or do you just love
the comfort
and the attachment that you have with them? But it's kind of like, that's part of love, though. You're gonna have that no matter what.
So what's the point? Like, when do you decide? Like, it's like, oh, I don't love this person, then bam, I just start to love. I don't. Who knows?
Fall in love.
I think this is definitely a question that starts to get answered with age. So, as a couple of 20-ish year olds, we don't really know a little too much.
Yeah, like, I don't have enough experience. Like, I feel like you need to know, kind of, with multiple people to, like, contrast and compare. Like, you know, what kind of love was that? Maybe, because it's not the same with every person, I don't think.
Right. I think I'm personally scared of just being in a relationship with one person my entire life. Not that it's wrong, but people who are, like, high school sweethearts, how do you not know that there's someone else out there who could, I don't know, treat you?
But maybe if you're in love, like, you know, you're not even trying to think of somebody else. Like, you're just,
but how do you know? How do you
know?
How do you know?
We just have so many questions, guys. We have so many questions. But our main, like, I think the question that can be answered is that I don't think love is blind. Yeah. That's my answer. I think, how about you?
I'm on the fence about it. I definitely think that physical attraction is definitely not the biggest component. Even though for men it is more than women. Maybe. I know, because I actually took a class in human sexuality.
I
got the biology behind this, but we'll talk about that on our upcoming secret
show.
You're
not going to talk about the biology? Stay tuned, guys.
This is a fun topic that I have a little more background in this from my major, but yeah, we'll talk about that a little more. But
I think I actually learned stuff about this in psychology, too, with what men are attracted to and what women are.
Yeah, but yeah, future topic, but yeah, personally for me, I don't think love is blind.
I know, but it's also like there's a small amount of doubt for me too, because it's like if you're already in love with somebody and then you see them, aren't you going to be in love with how they look too?
True.
Like how powerful is love? That's another question. Like, we just have so many questions.
Too many questions that can't be answered.
That can't be answered right now. So if you guys are out there listening and you're answering, that's good.
Good for you.
Good for you,
good
yeah.
Good for you. We don't know.
So. A bunch of rhetorical questions over here, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's enough with just us asking questions.
Love? Question mark?
Questions to the general void.
Yeah. But okay. Screaming into the void.
We only have a little bit of time left, actually. Mm-hmm. So I think this may be the last time
you
hear of us.
You're going to hear our voices
so,
for the week.
Yeah. Well,
get it while you can.
Thanks for listening in. Next up, also, you'll be hearing at 7 p.m. on the dot. It will be Revolution Rock. So,
yes.
Great show.
After that, at 8 p.m., Bitcoover is coming up.
Bitcoover by Connor.
By Connor.
So, definitely tune in.
Neighbor.
Yes.
Hey,
our
Connor.
Neighbor ish.
Yeah,
1 hour
distant,
gap.
Yeah.
Distant neighbor.
Once removed neighbor.
Once removed neighbor. Okay. Our next song up. I think, that is the Muscadetti. Wow, these are strange.
The Muscadettes.
Stella's picked some strange band names this week.
The Muscadettes. Pearl and Oyster.
Yes. So hope you enjoy. And
please enjoy that one. And after that, what are we going to play?
I think we're going to do Mega Cat, Don't You Ever Get the Creeps.
Okay.
So that'll be a good treat as well. So, and just one last thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And we will see you next week from 6 to 7 again.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Bye.
I'm a white girl. do you feel?